Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mix 94.7.
Why did they get ghosted? We'll find out now with Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex is here. Let's say hi to Molly.
Hi, Molly.
What's up, Molly?
Hi.
Hi, Molly. We understand that you have been ghosted by Will, and we want to help you out. But first, tell us, you know, what led to this point.
Well, I feel really pathetic, but I'm just trying to get some answers.
All right.
So I have a boyfriend, Will, or maybe he was my boyfriend, or, you know, but he's now ghosting me, and I don't know why. The minute I started to question some things involving him, he totally disappeared, and I just feel like it's not fair.
Like, what kind of things were you questioning?
Well, I mean, I feel like I have the right to be upset about this. We were out a couple of weeks ago, and I went home early because I work really early in the morning. We don't live together, but he's at my place a lot. He doesn't have a job. He says he's doing something with the family business, but I think that means his parents are giving him money, but I don't know. So anyway, that night I went home, and then he came back home at 7 a.m., and when I asked where he was, he freaked out on me and he accused me of not trusting him. And so I just let it go.
I mean, coming home at 7 in the morning.
I mean, I'm shaking my
head. Every guy knows they're going to be asked.
Yes, of course. Where have you been?
Can you imagine?
Wow. Has he done anything else like this?
Well, yeah. So then 2 weeks ago, he went to Vegas with a buddy from college. Yeah. And while he was in Vegas, I got this message from a girl I've never seen before. And she told me that she thought that she was dating my boyfriend and that they went to Vegas together and that he left her there for another girl. And she just wanted me to know the truth.
Oh, my God.
What?
And did you talk to him about that?
Well, yeah. So I tried to question him, and then he blew up. He told me I was crazy, and I didn't know what I was talking about, and like slammed doors, and now he's ghosting me. And so I have all of his stuff at my place. I don't know what's going on, and I just want some answers.
Right.
And, you know, it's not like this is a hookup or like a
one-night stand. You guys were in a relationship, of course.
Like, we've been dating for 6 months, and I feel like I should have some explanation.
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh my gosh.
Let's just call him and see if he'll talk to us. Hang on.
Hello?
Hey, Will? Hope we didn't wake you up. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio this morning with Mix 94.7 for a segment called Waiting by the Phone. And if you wouldn't mind giving us a couple of minutes, we're just here to mediate a conversation with you and Molly. She is just trying to get our help in finding out what went wrong in your relationship. She said that you're ghosting her right now, and she doesn't quite understand why.
She's calling you to call me?
Well, yeah, so
you want to talk about
on the radio, we have a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we help out people that have been ghosted and get answers. We call the other person, and we're, you know, we're on nobody's side here, so it's a civil way to iron out all the details. She said that a couple of things have happened with you guys, and she tries to talk to you about it, and that you've got a little bit upset. Is that fair to say, Molly?
Yeah.
Is she talking to me or interrogating me? What is she saying to you?
Well, she said she asked you some questions and that...
What question?
Yeah.
Well, okay. It's like Vegas and...
Yeah, I went to Vegas with John. You know that.
Right. But it is a little bizarre. She gets a Facebook message from someone that said that you went to Vegas with her and that you left her in Vegas for another woman.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
Do you know who that woman is?
No, I don't know who that woman is. I don't know what she's talking about. I actually haven't even, like, I've never met that woman. So, I mean, is this a joke that John's playing? I have no idea. I don't know.
What about the other time about coming home at 7 in the morning?
You've never been home late before?
7 in the morning, I mean, that's just a late
kinda,
night.
It's just kind of like, where were you?
And right. Also, we're not even, it's more just that, like, she's also been trying to get a hold of you and you've been ghosting her.
I mean, is it not, like, I'm really busy at work. Is it not okay to I don't know, have some drinks and then get some food and, you know, kind of stay up contemplating things? Is that not okay? Is that all against the law now?
Hey, Will, if you don't mind just hanging on for a quick second. Molly, there's a listener that wants to talk to you. I don't think this has ever happened before. Tara, good morning.
Hi. Hey, Molly.
Hi.
So this guy is clearly gaslighting you. He's lying, especially if a girl is coming to you and telling you that she is one of the women. Like, why would somebody make that up? I would make that up. And especially if I found out that the guy I was dating someone else, I wouldn't just be like, oh, yeah, you know, totally normal, because if not, I would tell the girl, and it's kind of like a girl code. And two, you're telling her a lot about her interrogating you when it seems to be that you're the one that keeps talking and she is saying nothing. She is simply trying to get answers, and you are giving her zero information. So how about you tell the truth? That would be really great.
Mm.
What?
Well, this is taking a weird turn.
What do you want to know? What do you want to know the truth about?
Well, let's just ask this. Are you seeing someone else? Is there extracurricular activity going on with you? Or is Molly the only person that has your attention?
I can't even believe you're asking me that. I've been with Molly for 6 months.
Do you even want to go out with her anymore?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm going to say...
Do you want to be with Molly anymore? If not...
Let's just close this chapter.
There you go.
I need Molly to start trusting me in the words that I say... You know,
you aren't saying sense, and all you do is deny what I'm asking you about, so I don't know where to turn.
It's kind of turned into a little tornado, but I don't know that we really accomplished anything at all. Will, how about we let you go?
Yeah.
Thank you for not hanging up with us, at least giving us a little something. Molly, I don't know what else to say to you except for the fact that Will seems to be saying the same thing to us as he said to you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not getting anything different from him right now. So.
Which I think is your answer.
Right. Tara, do you feel as an independent party here, you wanted to call in to say that you think that he's lying and that he's gaslighting Molly, right?
Oh, 100%. Girl, I say get out. If he wanted to be with you, he wouldn't be ghosting you in the first place. So that's my two cents.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.